It's Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. Podtacular Customs and Callings, episodes 85, for the week of October 16th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm JVP.
I'm Risk Peblo.
I am Keith from GamerCast Network.
Hey.
Woohoo! Keith.
What's Keith. Up, guys? How's it going?
Good, man. Good.
Good, good.
It's a pleasure to finally get to meet you.
Thank you. I was going to say the same. You guys have been a leading force in the podcast community, and we've been listening to you guys for a long time and actually took, you know, some of our setup based on what you guys are doing. And, you know, we're not the greatest Halo people in the world, but we really admire what you guys do.
I was about to say the same thing about you guys. Look at that.
Thank you.
I was listening, you know, to Dream Station before, you know, probably about a year. And then it's funny, one day I listened, and I hear these two dudes talking. I'm like, man, they're pulling the fast one on us pretty soon, you know.
Well,
you know, they're going to pop up and be like, all right, we took a vacation or something. Then, you know, throughout the episode, they said what happened. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
when did this happen?
Chris was the main contact there. And as you guys know, Chris got the job with Microsoft, working for the Microsoft community.
Nice.
And, with him going, we kind of decided we didn't want to let the podcast die, but we wanted to kind of set up this whole, the whole network was what we wanted to do. And to do that, we wanted to go out and set up the whole thing and then go from there. So that's what we did. And Dream Station guys, you know, we wish them the best of luck, and they're doing their thing and we're doing our thing. But we're trying to set up a network of independent podcasts. Just everything video game related, and bring them all in together where it's one like a one-stop shop where you'd be able to come in and you know, get and get a various group of podcasts. I know GamerCast Network has the video game show, which is us. We just picked up a couple weeks ago. GamerTag Radio joined the network, those guys have a really good podcast as well. Godfrey and Nano, Masari. And, we're just starting out. We're looking to get it growing and try to get a good place, a nice community, same kind of setup.
Yeah, man.
Good deal.
That's a good job you guys are doing. Yeah. Maybe we'll see Podtacular, you know, one day over there.
Yeah. That definitely, you guys would be more than welcome.
Yeah, man. But it's great to have you here, man.
For sure. And we got Riz Pablo from the Podtacular community. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, welcome. Thank you. It's good to be here. Great.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this is your first time, right?
Yeah, it is. Actually.
Yeah, man. Long time coming, man. Really? Riz has been on the Podtacular for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have.
And he's always poning me and stuff, so good to have some revenge on the show.
I try to take it easy, man, but you know, sometimes you just gotta let the skills head on out.
Yeah, you
the skills speak.
Sometimes you're in my way. Yeah, what I'm gonna do is when you're reading something, I'm just gonna interrupt you.
Yeah.
You're gonna be like, so you take the battle rifle. I'll be like, so anyway, if you catch me.
Nice. Well, hey Keith, can you give us a little bit of background on the roots of GamerCast Network and kind of where it came from, and you know, Dream Station?
Actually, we. This was back when Chris was with Dream Station. He just kind of, Chris, my brother, kind of came up with the idea to throw around the podcast. And he talked to CNC over at Dream Station and...
Music Factory?
CNC Music
Factory. I've got a maker of that before, but...
Baby!
Okay.
Anyway.
Any other songs beside that one?
That's their only song, pretty much.
But
your brother greatest hits, you know, it's just got that song over and over again.
Pretty much.
Just Take My Breath Away.
8 tracks, man.
Oh, man.
Remix right, number 8.
About that.
But we got together with Dream Station, and it was, I think, myself, Chris, Ivan, and Bob at first, and Phil, and we just started recording, talking about video games, just a kind of BS session, because we were doing it anyway while playing, so we just started recording it, and people kind of dug it and stuck around, and we've been just consistently growing.
Yeah.
But
like I said earlier, man, I enjoyed listening to it. I remember listening to the episode where Chris, he was solo, and he was sick. He had just gotten back from Binus 360, and he was going through all the little snippets about it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, but it was pretty much just a BS session.
Yeah.
I think we got good chemistry because we've all grown up together. We got good friends, so we just kind of feed off each other. And
yeah.
We all enjoy video games, so we try to be unbiased, but we know at times we aren't. But for the most part, we do try to be unbiased.
Sony, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they don't really Sony. Have much to praise right now.
Yeah.
True, true. It's hard to Ridge Racer. Give a good word for Sony. Ridge Racer.
You know, so it's like if you got a little baby, and the baby wants the bottle, and there could be really, I mean, there's milk in the bottle, so it's really good, but he's got to taste that powdery white stuff on the outside of the nipple first to get it.
What the hell are you talking about, dude?
Going off on this is a random analogy.
He's going back to his childhood.
It's so much clearer now.
He's like, it's kind of like it's kind of like when you drive your car and you like make a left turn and you hit the gas a little too hard and you crash into a pole. It's kind of like that.
No, I was watching Click yesterday. Have any of you seen it?
No,
I wanted to, but everybody's like, "Oh,
man.
Stupid."
Don't
go with me.
What's his name? Christopher Walken is in it.
Oh, sweet!
And he makes this analogy, and he goes, "It's like the Lucky Charms leprechaun. He's always looking for gold at the end of the rainbow, but all he finds is cereal." Look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do Christopher Walken. But, I mean, it was just classic, man.
Nobody can do a real Christopher Walken, man. That guy's priceless.
I tend to say random things, so just roll with it. That's
all right, man.
it was good in my head when it was coming out. It was making sense. Just paste stuff on the nipples, rubber.
Nipples, powder, you know, it's pretty much like Dream Station or GCN now. Okay.
It was white, powdery, nipples, and milk. Sounds like an episode of Scarface, Scarface or something.
Anyway, so this is the Customs and Call-In Show. We're going to be talking about the top few custom games we have that people sent in to podtacular.com, and we're going to be playing back the voicemails from the month on the voicemail section there, hosted by Captain Crunk. And from there, we're going to be talking about the Tales from the Foxhole, stories from in-game Halo gamage. So, in-game Halo gamage, pretty much. So let's get started.
You can't beat them.
I wonder if those aliens had insurance. And if they did, what kind of insurance would they have?
Start off with the top few custom games people sent in.
Are you made of leprechauns? Because that was awesome.
Somebody do Red Dot, because I want to...
Chris, you're up, dude.
Banana phone.
Okay. All right, this is Red Dot on your forehead. This is Special Olympics / Biathlon on Lockout. Everything is on regular, except for you start with a starting pistol and a secondary sniper rifle.
Plasma pistol, right? Yeah.
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 Two people, the Special Olympians, start on the elbow. And each have to have 4 frag grenades. And one, they each take 1 bridge and race to BR3, where the 2 ramps meet. So I guess they split off. One goes to the sniper tower.
Okay. I'm sorry. I missed something there. They start on the elbow. Make sure you have 4 frag grenades, and then when you say go,
Yeah, they go. They're racing to the BR3.
Okay.
Like, taking the separate ways. And then once they're there, they race back to the elbow. And the first person to snipe a frag grenade in the air wins.
Oh, cool.
That's got to take some talent.
How was that like the Special Olympics? I mean, do they like snipe frag grenades in the Special Olympics? Because that can be dangerous, you know, especially with the retarded people.
Yay, no scope.
He says, it's the Special Olympics.
We're going to get flamed by parents, dude.
Bonus points for political correctness.
Breaking beans.
Anyway, I think that sounds like a cool idea.
Definitely. It does sound cool.
Disregarding the name.
I know, right?
Yeah, just race one place, run back, and snipe a frag, dude. Yeah, you never know, because like you might make it back first, but then you can't snipe the frag, so.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'll give it a shot. Alright, okay. Lone Banana Phone, Mr. Emo himself. He says, okay, guys, this is one of my favorite in all of the world. This game is called Blind Man's Luck, and it's best played at LAN parties. Set the game to Juggernaut where the jug has everything. And then give everyone only one life. When the game starts, however, whoever is the Juggernaut stands behind the television and runs around trying to kill people. Last person standing wins. So in other words, he's saying when you're in a LAN party, if you're the Juggernaut,
you have to kill everyone.
Stand behind
there.
Your TV.
That'd be so awesome, dude. Everybody has to like stand up and play, and then as soon as they get as soon as they kill the Juggernaut, run around the TV. It'd be so hard to get to. Oh my gosh, it'd be so hard to get kills.
That'll be fun. When near the end of the night, everybody's blasted. Then you play that game.
Set it to 100, man. You play it till like 4 a.m.
I don't even think you need to stand behind the TV at that point, you know?
Yeah, really. You're like, screw it, man. I quit.
Just playing from the ground.
I love you, man. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it sounds like a good LAN party game.
Totally.
Yeah, it's getting people involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like if you play that in the custom game, way too easy to cheat, man.
The way he words it though, it makes it sound like stand behind the TV, then run around trying to kill people. Does that mean that could be taken as the people at the LAN party?
Smack him with a controller. Oh, beat down.
Last person standing at the LAN party wins. Gets to play a game of Halo.
Controller melee, man. That means you like pick up your controller and turn it 90 degrees and like try to punch them in the chest and like break their shields.
Or he takes the TV and just simply smashes it.
The TV is like an explosive barrel. Okay. On to the Holy Muffin, who says, Lift of Death. You play on the map Colossus. Finally a reason not to hate Colossus. The weapon set can be any single weapon, like shotgun, sniper, or swords. Although I think it works best with swords. Here are the special rules. No one is allowed to kill anyone unless both players are in the lift, in the middle of Colossus. You're also allowed to push barrels into the lift, if you wish, to deal out massive ownage and get splatter medals. Shout out to Babam the Cricket. I love that little guy.
Babam! Man, that's like freaking poker cards, man. Bam.
Yeah, dude.
I thought Babam was a grunt. Since when did he become a cricket?
He was both, man. He's kind of a cricket grunt.
Cricket grunt.
cricket.
Is that what crickets do, man? Cricket.
Well, that's what cricket grunts do.
Yeah.
It's like a little chupacabra or something.
Yeah, me and Chupacabra used to hang out all the time. Oh, man.
Oh, that's good.
Babam the Cricket. Yeah, that sounds like an interesting game. The only thing that would worry me is if my opponent went up the lift first and I'm underneath and they get that freaking sword lunge.
Uh-huh.
Kind of give me an advantage. So, I don't know.
Huh. Well, you used a gun, just use shotguns. Except you'd kind of just, if you're in the, on the lift, everything around you would be getting shot, so.
Yeah.
I guess swords are pretty much the way you have to do that one.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Wonder how it worked to, like, sword against the lift, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, sword downward against, while the lift's pushing you up?
That's definitely something to try out.
Something to try. Okay, so moving on, we're going to start off with some voicemails here, hosted by Captain Crunk. So,
Captain Crunk.
Go, Captain.
You guys have some of the best names in your your community. You guys have great names.
Penguin Smacker.
Here's to you, Captain Crunk.
What about Weenus Master? That's my favorite, man.
By far, man. Owning all your weenuses.
All your weenuses belong to us.
That was funny when Sigafoos last week said, "Is that a female version of the penis?"
Weenus. Weenus is the skin on your elbow.
That's crazy.
That's what you want to call it.
Okay, go ahead, Captain.
Nah.
You can't beat the beat.
We got company, guys!
Let's play back some listener voicemails.
Man, my gun is real hot. Kinda nice.
Hey, what's up? It's Crunk, and I'm back with some more voicemails. Yeah. Let's get this one wrapped up from last time. This is,
Hey, Captain Bad again. Thanks, Captain Crunk. It was Seek and Destroy. See you guys later.
Alright, cool. Someone was paying attention. Alright, let's go to some custom games.
Hey, this is Gnome Thrash. I just called it a custom game. It's called Yippee or Team Yippee. It's King of the Hill. You can play it on any map. One round, 5 minutes. No round time limit. You have unlimited lives and normal shields. No radar. It's it. You need to have everyone invisible. Team on and off, it doesn't really matter. Active camo on hill, and it doesn't really matter when the hill moves. Vehicles are all random. Banshees on. Starting weapon is rockets. No secondary weapons. Starting grenades, that doesn't really matter. And then all rockets on map. Me and my friends had a lot of fun with it, so hopefully other people can too. See ya.
Hi, I have a custom game, Samurai. Overshield or normal shield, doesn't matter. Score up to 50. No time limit. All the weapons on the map are energy swords. Or you can take a boost shot and just have no ammo for it. Basically what the game is, beat your enemy, no shooting, and grenades are optional. But it's pretty good to play with no shields. Actually, it's better to play over shields. Forget it. Anyways, do you think Bungie might take the Halo back? The Final Fantasy route and just keep making games over and over and over again. Like, come on. There's brand new Halo games. Like Halo Wars, for instance. It seems like they're taking the role-playing game route. Do you think it might be something like World of Warcraft, but a Halo-based game? Well, only the future can tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Halo kind of revolves around serious combat, so I imagine there's only so many games they can do. You won't see Master Chief kart racing anytime soon. All right, here's a new listener.
Hey, Podacular, this is Penguin Smacker. Don't mind the name, it's really weird enough. I just wanted to say I'm a new listener for your podcast, so I just want to say it's really cool. Really like it. It's hilarious. We're running episode 82. I heard my stuff read, and you guys were like joking around with my name. And I'd like to clarify that now, because I don't smack penguins. I was at my friend Kevin's house, and we were playing Halo 2. and he created a new profile, and he named it Gorilla Pounder, and I just started laughing at it, and I started making jokes about it, like if you go to McDonald's, you get a Gorilla Pounder with cheese. I don't know, I just started making random jokes about it, and then he said I should make one for myself, and we were thinking about it, and I chose Pavement Smacker, so yeah, that's pretty much why, and, you know, just want to clarify that because I don't smack penguins, so I have no intentions of smacking penguins. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say that and say you guys are doing a good job and keep up the good work. Thanks. LOL. Bye.
Cool. Gorilla Pounder. Yummy.
What's going on, Podtacular? This is Filthy Noob calling in. All you kids out there, all you old guys who love Halo.
Old?
Hadn't called in 6 months. Figured I would say hey so you could hear my sweet voice and shed a few tears. Don't get jealous. Whether you're a guy or a girl, unmarried. I know when you hear me in matchmaking, you're like, your palms start getting sweaty. It's kind of weird, but understandable. Talking to the filthy noob. Just wanted to say the website's going great. Enjoyed talking to you guys on there lately. Enjoyed playing in those custom games. You can also play with me at PPB, Filthy Noob. But until then, hope this upcoming season goes well. You know, other than that, I guess I'll see you guys in matchmaking. So have a good one. Catch you guys later. Peace.
You said PP. Filthy Noob, a class act, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey guys, this is Unknown Fungi, and I just wanted to say a few words about civility. Yeah. Anyway, I am sick and tired of people online talking so much crap and the squatting thing.
Squatting?
It's just too much.
Huh?
And not because it's an insult to my skill, but mostly because the only people who do it aren't that good. And they do it for the sole purpose of ticking other people off. So I just thought maybe if we got the word out there, discussed it a little more, and kind of led a campaign for niceness, that'd be great. You know, like after every game saying, good game, and then leaving the room rather than talking crap back to people. And maybe just leave a little bit of feedback, and maybe we can get rid of these crap talkers. And if you like talking crap, just wait till somebody else talks crap. Because there's no reason to do it if somebody doesn't start it first. All right.
Okay.
All I gotta
later,
say.
Man. The phone. Get the phone. Hello? 911?
Hey, Podtacular. This is Labra 2401.
Hey.
I'm over at Eric's house decorating our float for homecoming. It's on Saturday. And
okay.
I just wanted to see if you guys could come down here and help us.
I don't know, man.
Finish the float.
Okay.
Because it's getting kind of late.
Right.
And no one's here, and
well,
we're really bummed out.
Kind of doing something.
So.
Well.
Thanks, and come and help us make our homecoming float.
Okay. Yeah. Can I bring my BR though? Okay. Bye. Later. All right. Build the float. Okay. Here's some tales from the foxhole.
Hey, Podtacular. This is Colin Fua. I just started listening to the show, and I really like it. My friend and I just got done listening to the custom or the call-in for the 21st of whatever month comes before September, and I have a little tale from the foxhole. My friend just recently got Xbox Live, and he was playing Capture the Flag, and this one guy was G-leveling. And then they convinced him to stop, but they were all just going their separate ways because they're all kind of noobs. But he was trying to get him to do teamwork, but they wouldn't. And, well, they had the flag, and some guy, my friend had the flag, and he was coming back to his base, and some guy ran him over with a warthog, and the flag went flying forward. And it flew right over their base, and the guy that was yelling teamwork, trying to get them to do teamwork, jumped up in the air and caught the flag right over their base, and then jumped down and scored it. This was at Cogulation. Yeah, it was really cool. So, keep on fragging trucks.
Hey, what's up, Podtacker? This is Burnt Down 92, and I have a tale from the foxhole.
Alright, one time me and my friend Snap Soccer Dude playing on Ivory Tower playing double team. And we were getting prone pretty bad. It was about 9-0. And then finally we got a hold of a sword and a sniper rifle and it came back. And at the end it was about 25-23. And they started hiding. So I could hear them like talking for some reason. And they said, one of the guys said that he was by the shotgun spawn. And they said, come and join them. So I just chucked a random plasma grenade behind the boxes down by the shotgun spawn. And literally know that he was stuck. And he goes, oh, crap. And then he dies. And then his friend has no shields left and jumps behind the box and tries to run. But I get him with a shotgun. And it's tied. And then they try to get desperate kills. And me and my friend are just standing at the airlift. By the shotgun spawn, they're just coming up, and we get a double kill, come up again, and we win the game, 27-25, all because of them trying to cheat by hiding, so yeah. And also check out my website at burnitdown92.proboards81.com. I'm getting ready to start like a mini-series, so it'd be pretty cool. All right, bye.
Hey, podcastler, this is Mayan Sniper with a tale from a foxhole. I was playing snipers on Relic, and I got a kill tactically while the team was over at the beach where the Warthog spawned. And I'm sitting there on top of the Relic, waiting on top of the pinnacle, waiting for another guy to spawn, and one of them spawned right square between my artificial. And I shot him, and I got a kill frenzy. I thought it was pretty cool. He spawned right there. So I thought I'd tell you guys. Keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward to the next show.
Hey, Podtacular, what's up? G57 here. I'd just like to say that I just got finished with a team player game with Tar Heels, and it's on Beaver Creek, so I'm jumping off the rocket spawn at the beginning of the game. I run up to get rockets. I jump off, land in the creek, and it says, you committed suicide. Little tales from the foxhole. Master Chief is not indestructible. He can't swim. He drowned in a creek, which is about 6 inches deep. Yeah, so keep on fragging trucks, you guys, and PPV Irishman so high.
Hey, Podtacular, negative with a tail from the foxhole. So the other day I was playing this one-on-one snipers with this kid, and I had to go. So I told him I was going to end the game. And so I'm sitting on the bottom of BR1, looking across to Snipe 1, or the suicide room. And so I go to end the game, and I go out, and you start firing my shots crazily, like normal. And he comes out of the suicide room, and I no-scope him in the head from across from BR. It was crazy. I laughed so hard about that one. But anyway, keep up the great work. Keep on fragging trucks. See ya.
Okay, that wraps up that. Now, here's the thing. We've gotten a lot of calls for requests for Halo 3, but don't misunderstand that we're somehow part of Bungie. Let's just run these all. Just go.
Here's my Halo 3 wish list. Drive any vehicle that's shown in the game. Phantoms, the Pelicans, anything that you've been in the game or that you see in the game, you can drive. Dagger, mine. Dual wield almost any weapon. You could give your weapons to one of your teammates. When you dual wield weapons, you can keep the second weapon. Oh yeah, if they put a little bit of a twist into the story of the arc. Like, let's say in Halo 3, he dies. More vehicles. ATV with a turret on it, jet ski.
An alien shotgun. Put Destruction Derby as one of the main games. Expand all the levels. Expand, like, the campaign mode map. There should be, like, a bonus objective. Like, if you kill everybody on the level, you get so many achievement points and stuff like that. More, like, skulls and campaign mode. Open, like, the second part of turf, the multiplayer level.
You'd be able to carry turrets on your back.
You could, like, shoot whenever you're, like, driving the vehicle. Like a Warthog or something, that there's grenades on the ground, and you throw a grenade, all the other grenades would just go pop, 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 and then explode in your face. It would also be realistic that for, like, a Warthog, you could run out of gas.
Sort of like this wish list. Okay, that was like 20 calls. Oh my gosh. Wow. Hello.
Hello, officer.
911.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is David.
David.
I was just calling to say,
yeah,
there's a girl just ran by in a car on the street with a, like, her sister was holding an AK-47 in the air,
what?
Shooting it everywhere, and then the girl just comes and flicks me off and says very many bad words in a big, big stream of curseness, and it scared me, so I ran and I called you guys, because all else numbers failed.
Oh,
so I hope you guys can help me out on this one, because I'm close to death here.
This isn't really...
Because of all those AK-47 shots. I mean, can't you hear them in the background?
Okay, this isn't really 911.
Bam! Oh. See? When you hear all the way of those words, like one hit the phone, so I'm like starting to crackle out.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting to fade.
Okay. All right. Man down. All right, so let's see what else we got. Oh, here we go. That's Detective. He is going to bust a rhyme for us here. Let's check it out. What's it called? I'm Unreasonable.
Yeah, hello. This is S. Detective, and I'm here to give a another rhyme, and the name of the rhyme is I'm Unreasonable. Yeah, huh, you, what, who, and here we go. Too bad I can't rhyme and beatbox at the same time. If I find a line to add a beat, I'd add a chime. Ding, I boo people from my party and they want to shout at me. Some people think I'm unreasonable and that's just fine. Ding, out that people take it personal, you shouldn't. You were just cursing. Old is what it's getting. I'm betting you could think of something new or bold or good to say. I mean, I just want to play without all these words getting in the way. I guess some people don't like being booted, me neither, but don't like my game polluted with all the cussing and lewd jokes. If you can't hear me, you might be muted. And I hope people know that's the truth, this ain't deluded. You know that I'm unreasonable. Don't join my party if you want to say an eight-letter word that starts with bull, because it hurts my feelings that you don't care about my goal. I just want to have a fun time, annoy or stir up my soul. I mean, we've all cussed, I've done it true myself, but I mean, if you must just push that button to mute yourself. I won't get on your case if you do it once and you're sorry, but I mean if you must just push that button and mute yourself. When you talk trash, I didn't boot you, you booted yourself. Want to complain about the lame game type? Then boot yourself. Warning, if you join my party and swear or make lewd jokes, I care, and the sorry you've been booted will be the next thing you stare at. I don't denounce the person to the party unless someone dares to ask. I don't try to embarrass anyone, you've got nothing to tear at. Now it's on you, listener. Here's your mission, sir. Send a message to all your friends and kind members making fun of me saying FD is a restriction given living stricter than a commissioner. You think making fun of others makes you cool, it don't. Sit here and let you say that, I told you I won't. Argue with you and play that game, I won't. Because I can just boot you, don't think I won't. Alright, that was S. Detective.
Wow. It's pretty creative, I gotta admit. But, can't really dance to it. So, okay. Here's another. And, this one just shows the level of commitment we here at Podtacular expect from you guys. Just bear with it. Hang on.
What up, that's Podtacular. Thought I'd call in. Maybe give y'all a little comic relief. Have my own little rendition here of Christina Aguilera Ain't No Other Man. So be prepared and laugh if you want, because I know it's funny as hell. All right, let's go. Bang, honey. From the start, couldn't stand to be above. Something about you caught my eye. Something moved me deep inside.
Really?
I don't know what you did, boy, but you had it. And I've been up there ever since. Told my mother, my brother, my sister, and my friends. All the others, my lovers, for past and recent.
Yeah.
Every time I see you, everything
go. Yeah.
Ain't no other man can stand up next to you. Ain't no other man on the planet. That's what you do. What you do. Who's kind of guy? A girl finds in a blue moon.
Go ahead. Okay, man. Wait. All right. That went for the entire length of the song. So, first things first, that's a secure man right there. That man knows that he can sing a chick song and be down with it. And second of all, you got to admit who you are, man. You got to face up to that. Who sent that in, man? I got to know. So, let's find out. Come on. Own up to it. Because, I mean, we got another one, but check it out.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on you.
Yeah.
To turn and run away.
See, it don't work. You gotta pick a good song. Come on, man. You gotta put some life into it. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here's some more stuff.
Hey, Podtaco, is this Plasma Grenades?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people complain about the 360 replacement stuff, Microsoft support. And for me, it went pretty smoothly, actually, except the only problem that I did have was that since my parents have a wood burner for heat instead of propane, they pretty much burn anything. So my dad burned the original box I was supposed to send it in, but then after we got the new one, it was pretty well.
Yeah, that is kind of a problem, huh? You don't have a box to send it back in. Whoops.
Hey, Potakua, this is Spartan 1147 calling to say that other games you can find me on are Uno and Saints Row. And Pac-Man as soon as it finishes downloading. So if any of you have a 360, those are what you can find me on. You know, besides Halo. All right. Talk to you later.
Cool. Yeah, man. Uno is pretty fun, especially when you got the camera. All right. What else?
This is Omni Moose, and I'm just telling you guys, I'm playing Dance Dance Revolution while calling you at the same time. So I guess some could consider that multitasking, but... You know, it's really not that hard at all. It's actually, I kind of enjoy doing this. Well, keep up the good work, Protacular. Keep on fragging truck.
All right.
Hey, Protacular, this is Mean Luke, and right now I'm at a seminar, but, So at the seminar, we each got these name tags, and they each had our names. And I saw this guy, and his name was Zanzibar. And his name was Zanzibar. And I just laughed. It was funny. And,
okay.
Yeah.
It's a real name. It's a real place, Zanzibar. They didn't make it up. I'm just saying.
Hey, guys. Captain Dad. What's the deal with Pod TV? I haven't seen anything from that. I really like that. It's pretty cool. Send me a friend request. Bye.
At this point, Pod TV underwent some changes. Got some new people on board, heading it up. And as far as I know, there's some stuff in the works and should be done pretty soon. I know a lot of stuff's been shot, so maybe we'll see some stuff on that. I think Aldra Bacow is the one in charge of that, so... See what he's doing. Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah. Let's just play the rest of this. What the hell? Yeah. See? You thought I was kidding. It goes the whole song. All right, man. This has been Captain Crunk with Potacular Voicemails. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks to everybody that called in. And if you want to call in next month, leave some voicemails, some messages, be sure to do that. The phone number is 206-888-HALO. And we'll get them on the air and keep them short. Keep them about a minute or so because they get too long and we got nothing but voicemails. So check you guys later, man. Peace out.
Chris Pablo is a real greasy grunt auto insurance customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help him tell his story, we hired Fumo Jive.
I was driving my Goslok around coagulation when I was hit by an enemy grenade.
They fragged his truck!
I needed to go pick up my teammate who had captured the enemy flag, but my Warthog was ruined.
He needed to butt rush the base!
I called Greasy Grunt Auto Insurance, and they replaced my Warthog so I could pick my teammate up.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Woohoo!
Greasy Grunt Auto Insurance. Real service, real flag saves.
Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed those. Feel free to call us if you want and leave a voicemail at 206-888-HALO if you want to do that. Right on. Well, time to move on to Tales from the Foxhole, where we're going to be talking about stories from in-game Halo Pwnage.
I need a nurse! No, a female nurse!
It's time for Tales from the Foxhole.
I need to change my pants again!
One of my favorite features.
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 Switch it on and off.
Well, I'm going to go to the first one here, and that's from Jammy12. Alright, I was playing a no-shields game with grenades, and me and my whole team decided to go as a group. I was at the front of the group, and I threw a grenade, but it hit the ceiling. Bounced off, it landed behind me. Uh-oh. Boom! I killed all three of my other teammates. Who were following
me. Oh, sucks.
Legal out loud. Okay. Large, obese ladies. Okay. He's saying wow.
Yes.
Dude. All right. Keep up the good work. And that's all for me. Thank you very much, Jamie.
Somehow I was waiting for like more to that story. I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
It's one time I threw a grenade and I killed everybody on my team. The end. Alright, cool. Alright.
Well, if you play with me, sometimes I will accidentally stick in my own teammate who will run into me and we'll both die.
Dude. So. Betrayal Kiltacular.
Yeah, that's
it's like
best.
A Kiltacular, but
on
not.
Yourself.
Yes, I'm. Moving on.
Juan, do it.
Alright, I guess I'll get this one from...
Come on, do it, come on!
666. Okay, one day I was pwning these usual noobs, as a side note, what is up with
I'm
the
noobie
join
idiot.
The game? What is up with the join the game and there's always the same noobs there?
Okay, what?
And I killed a dude who was killing everybody. Corpse humping him.
I think you meant corpse.
Corp did it humping.
Corp did it humping.
And everyone was cheering at me, and then my buddy ran by and shouted,
Yay, Silent Wolf!
Good corpse humping!
I heard the final roar of a hog right behind me, and ba-bam! I'm dead. It was actually the same guy who I killed.
So how long was he humping the corpse? Jeez. He had to reach to get the warthog and drive back to his corpse to hit him.
I could imagine the other guy was like, there he is, still humping the corpse.
There's a crowd of people cheering him on.
Let go, hump the corpse.
Go! Oh. He had to be there for a while for the guy to reach.
And he's humping at a furious, at a ferocious pace.
Vigorously.
And a lawsuit followed.
It was like a scene of the Karate Kid.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
All right, I'll read the next one here. The Holy Muffin says, I was playing Team Slayer on Burial Mounds and had two great moments while in the Ghost. First moment I was in the Ghost shooting at a member of the opposing team when all of a sudden this bugrit... Bugrit?
What's a bugrit?
What?
Is that like a new like slang term against people?
I have no idea what a...
Shut up, bugrit!
Must be a side dish with the Holy Muffin.
Bugrits and muffin cheese.
Light on the Bugrits.
When all of a sudden this Bugrit comes and bores me from behind.
Bugrits and gravy.
I boost the ghost forward, get knocked out of it, and the guy now in possession of the ghost smashes his teammate right in the face while I stick him from behind.
The song's kinky.
As long as it's with the Bugrits.
Oh, man.
Second moment, I was cruising the ghost when I saw a sniper and two BR wielders guarding him. I had the sword, and so I was thinking, boy, I'm going to shank them suckers.
I'm going to shank them suckers.
Oh, man. So I jumped out of my still slightly moving ghost, hits both of the BR guys. They die, and I slap the sniper from behind. Give a pat on the ass and say good job.
Man. That's awesome, dude.
My Bugrit.
Holy muffin, man. You're leaving us wide open over here, man.
Oh, man.
You sure did, dude. Shank him, man.
From behind.
You should have called. You sure this was like an episode of like Oz or something?
Slap the sniper from behind.
Good game, sniper.
Ow!
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, you gotta recover from that one, man. Okay.
Alright.
El Magnifico says this one is pretty old. Hey, it's pretty old. It's actually from a 16 player party from Halo 1. We were playing CTF Classic on Sidewinder. We were stuck in a 0-0 stalemate with a 25-minute time limit. Anyway, my team kept trying to storm the base, but would fail every time. I assume they're playing CTF. So basically, our last attempt actually gave the team both hogs. There were two on the map, so I decided to just go for it while the rest of my team decided to try to prepare for their assault. So I guess it's two-flag CTF. So I got to their base, and all eight members were still inside. So I was like, crap, I can't go in there by myself. So I basically ran in front of the base, hoping they didn't see me. I noticed that the enemies kept noticing me on their radar, so I stopped moving, hoping that I would disappear off the radar, which I did. So six guys hopped into two hogs and tried to storm my base, but they still didn't notice me. So I said to myself, okay, now I can go for it. There's only two guys left now. So I ran inside and hurled every grenade I had, and shooting like mad. And ironically, they were hiding at the back of the base near the wall, so they couldn't escape my onslaught. So basically, I took the flag, ran up the stairs, and went through the teleporter, hopped down the mountain, screaming for backup. By that time, the other team lost one hog, and the other one went back to the base looking for me. But I was long gone. But still, I had no help. They still hadn't showed up yet, so their hog finally came after me, and I'm jumping and trying to dodge the best way I can, and then finally my team shows up, but too late, because they killed me. Luckily, one of my teammates picked it back up, and to win the game. That was the most intense game I had played at the time. Good job on the show, guys. I hope I can get my Ethernet port fixed so I can actually play again. Sucks.
You should get your shift key fixed, too.
Oh, my gosh. At least he spelled right, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wrote sentences, and it was a good story.
It was a good story. Yeah, good one, man. That sounded like a definite game that was El Magnifico. Anyway, Holland 2.
Hey, you guys, I got to tell you about this one game I had on Sidewinder, right?
Okay.
This was at a LAN party where there was like 14 people there or something like that, and it was like a whole bunch of people at this restaurant I used to work at a long time ago. And I used to be like, you know, Halo 1 nut, and I'd be like, hey, we're having a huge LAN party, everybody got to join in. Everybody would be like, okay, I guess, you know. Like, nobody was really, like, into Halo, but, like, my enthusiasm just, like, got some people in there. They're like, okay, we get to drink some beers, whatever. You know, so.
The lure of alcohol.
So, like, we got a bunch of people there, right? And there was, like, two sets of TVs, like, two on one side and two on the other. So, you know, we were playing LAN party and everything. We were playing on Sidewinder, and it was I think it was 1-3, and it was 2-2 or something like that. So we got the flag, brought it all the way to our base, as we were going in our base on the side, some guy came up with the Warthog and slammed into me, like, sideswiped into me. So, like, he skidded into the side of the base and, like, took out my shields and a lot of my health. So I got pushed into the base, and I'm almost dead. And they got, like, they moved sideways into the door, so they couldn't, like, move anywhere. So they had to jump out of the Jeep, and as they're trying to jump over the Jeep and everything, I'm, like, almost dead. And I run over to the spot, and I capture the flag, and it was game over. Dude, that was, like, the most memorable thing in Halo 1 ever, man.
No, I had one where, on coagulation. And sorry about that. It was assault, and it was tied 1-1.
Yeah.
And I finally get the rockets, right? I'm defending the base. I'm doing a great job of defending the base, which is me and one other guy. And they come into the base. I'm going up the ramp at the top looking down, and somebody yells, "They're arming the bomb. They're arming the bomb." So I look down. I'm like, "Don't worry, I got them." And I go, I shoot, and boom, I hit the ledge of the freaking... and I kill myself.
Oh my god.
I'm like, don't worry, awesome. I got it. Boom. And I freaking, you see my body flying in the air. I'm like, oh no.
I hate when that happens, man.
I was screaming. I'm like, I'm an idiot, man.
Dude, Rocket.
Is like,
go ahead.
You go.
Right, no.
Okay. So.
I insist. No, go ahead.
When you got the rockets and you're zoomed in and, you know, you got the target, you know, and it's. Right on the zoom and like the scope, and then you shoot it, but then you hit the wall. I've done that so many times.
I do that one a lot.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, dude. You try to peek around a corner, and yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, and the best is when they laugh at you. They go, "I killed himself. Oh no!
Shut up! You did the same thing."
That was my brother playing.
That was my 5-year-old man.
I just handed him back, handed the controller just to let him pull the trigger, but you know,
yeah,
he's
right.
Totally
man. Not me, dude. Not me. All right, so Holen 2, he says, this is Halo. This is Holen 2, saying I was on turf and it was a game of team snipers by the garages, second ramp that leads to the lying scarab. I threw 2 grenades. So did my partner. He got shot. And the game had a little lag with the smoke that forms from the grenades, and I decided to shoot up there. Then I saw double, triple kill and kill-tacular, and I got the whole 10 and 4 shots with no scope through smoke. Okay.
Sincerely, Holen 2.
Sincerely, Halo, Holen 2.
Sincerely, don't know spell check.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
like,
he spelled through like T-H-R-E-W. It's supposed to be T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
Note to submitters, okay. If you don't use spell check, we have the right to like make fun of you at the yin yang.
Up the wazoo.
Okay. There's like 15 spelling errors in that. That's okay though. All
right. Oh, forget it. Forget about it.
Alright. All right. I got somebody one from Ball 123.
Ball!
Hey.
What the hell? Ball! Ball! That's awesome. Had nothing to do with nothing.
Awesome.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, this is Ball 1, 2, 3 once again, and I just got done playing an amazing custom game at Ivory Tower. Me, being the great sniper I am, just grabbed the sniper and stayed where the sniper spawns. So I was just standing there, and all of the other team ran into the middle. And we're just standing still.
So, Fumo, like I was saying the other day, you know, I told you I'd get you.
Brilliant timing.
Yeah, go ahead and interrupt. Yeah, no problem.
Go ahead, buddy, go ahead.
Okay. So, of course, I...
So, of course...
Know how to spell, apparently...
He wrote arse in there, anyway.
sniped all of them, getting me a kill tackler. Then two of them respawned next to where they died. I shot them, and I was happy with 7 kills. Then turned around, and one of them was behind me. I shot them and got a Kilimanjaro. I was so happy. See ya.
Ball!
And I'm ball! So happy. And ball! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ball, what did
he was doing? I don't have a good image of this player right now. It has nothing to do with what he wrote or anything. Just you.
See you, ball.
Ball.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
All right. Somebody do Blood Warrior.
We're just jealous, man. I wish I could get, like, 7 kills in a row like that thing.
Oh. Yeah, man. That's a pretty good story. All right, I'm going to do Blood Warrior. I was playing Team SWAT on Beaver Creek. We were getting owned because the other team was camping at the end of the teleporter. So I went through the hole. Oh, I went through while jumping through. I shot the guy right in front of the porter. Then I shot above while jumping to the side and shot the guy right next to him. Got a triple kill. But we still lost.
Oh.
All right. You know, it's hard to do that when you go out
against
campers.
Personal victory amongst the defeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Keep you went in there and you kicked some buttocks. You kicked some co-arse. So.
Ball!
Bah! Yeah, I wonder if he went in there and jumped and said, bah!
7 kills, ball!
And he counted as he killed me.
1, 2, 3, ball!
Bah! Anyway, he leaves a little tip
him.
Here.
Shanking him. That's awesome.
Shanking him and then smacking him from behind.
Shanking him.
Good job, sniper.
Oh, man. All right. So he leaves a tip. He goes in Team SWAT on Beaver Creek. When you go through the porter, jump through it. They will usually miss you and give you a chance to shoot them. Yeah, I hate when people do that because they're like flying straight out of it. And I'm like, oh, man. And they're like shooting me already. I tried it and I got destroyed. I tried it. I was like, ah. Of course, it was 3 of them just waiting for me.
Okay, who's next?
Who with?
Manjin Tenten says, this one time I was playing Hog Wars. I rammed this one guy in his that didn't
Hog
sound
Wars.
Good.
I don't know what kind of Hog Wars you're playing there.
Yeah. So I rammed this one guy and his hog flipped and he was thrown out and the hog somehow got caught on my turret. And I had to...
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Thanks a lot, Keith, dude. Screwing up on Tagger.
Hey, man. I'm sorry. I ruin everything. Dude, you know what? I can't even take blame for this. These are just so wide open.
Whatever, man. It's all your fault. Slapping everybody's butt and everything when they're sniping.
The hog got caught on my turret. I ended up driving around Coagulation with a hog on top of mine for a while. Oh, God. Until someone rammed me. And it blew up. And blew up my hog and killed me.
Wow.
You know what? I challenge anyone to read that and not laugh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, really, man.
Can I get Sabotru? Can I get Sabotru?
Go for it.
Yeah, you can do that one. As long as you don't ram anybody.
Today, I have a shell from the foxhole, says Sabotru. Well, one day I was just owning Riz Pablo and the rest of his team when I happened to find the sniper rifle. So, like any pro player, I picked it up and started to pwn some more. Well, long story short, the other team made a comeback, and I ended up getting teabagged by my overlord. The end.
Wow.
I am your overlord, and I will teabag you with honor.
You got stuck on my turret.
Now ram into my turret.
Well, until someone rammed me and it blew up, blew up my hog and killed me. Dude, that is too funny.
From behind. Shang him from behind. It's all good.
Yeah, shang him from behind. Smack the butt.
Good job, sniper.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, man.
On to Unknown Fungi, who said, I played with the most moronic and infuriating cheater the other day. The game started out normal, with my team getting our butts handed to us. But after a few minutes of dedicated teamwork and communication, we began to catch up. When the score finally evened out, at about 18 kills for each team, the game started lagging like crazy, as it tends to do with standby. Amidst the confusion and yelling, we finally decided that it was TD Bronx who was the one cheating, as he had something like 30 kills when no one else could do anything. He denied it, of course, and said he wasn't cheating. With 18 seconds to go, the lag stopped, like that helped, and the game was soon over. Okay, so in the, I guess the pregame lobby or the postgame lobby? Anyway, came the most idiotic thing I've ever heard on Halo. The cheater, who ended the game with 34 kills, continued to deny his transgressions and said this quite seriously. Wait till my friend gets back. I swear I wasn't cheating. Friend comes back. Hey, Sod, tell them who it was. TD Sod, it was me. Thus, it was not the guy with 34 kills who was cheating, but his friend. Apparently, if your friend is standby when you get kills, it isn't cheating. Maybe I'll try that sometime. Not, idiots. Nice.
Yeah.
Mom, come over here. Tell me you're cheating.
Yeah, right? Where are you cheating? Yeah, we have it on our show, so maybe he'll get the band hat.
TD Bronx, capital TD, space, capital BR, lowercase ON, uppercase X.
If he is from the Bronx, you know, that kind of disappoints me because that's my hometown. Yep. So,
you're a New Yorker, man. Huh?
He's going to get some cement shoes, man.
Can't you tell?
It's where the that's where the Paladino clan originates from.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. What part?
My one set of grandparents live in the Bronx. The other set lives on Long Island, Lake Ronkonk.
Oh, all right. There you go. See? Somehow, some way, the Bronx. It's in the middle of the universe. You got the Yankees. You got pizza. Anyway. Algebra Cow. He goes, so, Monday, I was playing Halo. Then I got an invite from Spage from Truth Regret. So I joined when I took... Wait. So I joined when I took it.
When I looked.
Is all... Oh, when I looked. Sorry. When I looked, it was all Truth Regret. So we go into Team Carnage, and we have a blast. Check them out, Podtacular. They are great. They're a great bunch of guys.
Okay. I was kind of waiting for the punchline there. But
I think he was just pimping Truth Regret.
Truth Regret's cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
TruthRegret.com. All
right.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I got one from Karts. He says, this one time on... I guess Coag. I saw this.
Pretty writing.
He said Goagu. This one time on Goagu.
Goagu.
I don't. Did it?
Jerry B is speaking clicking language, man.
Okay, so this one time on coagulation, I saw this green. I didn't know what it was, so I started shooting. Then a frag went.
What the crap, dude? Can you read this? You're better than I am, man.
I can't.
You should just read it like it was written.
Okay, alright, here it goes.
Alright, here we go. Yeah.
This one time on Goagu, I saw this green disc. I didn't know what it did, so I started shooting is. And
comma.
Ebonics.
Then I went through a frag, and it went thrud it. So I walked in it, and I ended up in trees.
The tree apostrophe S.
I was so amazed that I got the rockets and blew myself up.
Oh, myself.
Belated shout out.
You blew myself.
What?
poor meself. Oh, man.
Man.
Oh, God.
Grammar is not the strong point of these people today.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, man.
That was like a world record, I think.
Good story, man. I like it.
I give you credit for reading that, because
yeah.
That was effort.
If anybody understood what that said, please leave a voicemail at 206-888-HALO.
Did you ever see Airplane when the guy, the two black dudes would talk and drive?
Yeah. Oh, God, I love that.
I used to know this guy that had the whole thing memorized, dude. It's awesome.
We're going to need her to interpret that.
Jive?
I speak jive. I speak cars.
Speakers.
All right, bee stings. Bee sting, Allie. He says, I was playing a game on Foundation. I was walking in circles. Really? I was walking by a room, and this guy came out at me with rockets. He shot me point blank. I didn't die for some reason. I literally saw the rocket hit me and explode. Nothing happened to my shield, and the guy was pissed because I killed him. In the post-game lobby, he told me he reported me for cheating. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but oh well. Yeah, I would report you too, dude, if I shot you point blank and nothing happened.
Yeah. That's wow.
Pretty amazing if you ask me.
The other day I made like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but oh well.
And it was a crunchy time.
Might be trying to clear his name for the person that reported him.
Yeah, right. could be. Yep. Makes sense.
The other day I was looking at a photo album and I saw my little pony there and I started to cry. I just decided to tell you that, okay? So at the count of three, we're going to sing my little pony song.
Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little pony.
Okay, moving on. Emiliski says, I recently went to a LAN party at my school. It was a fundraiser, and there were a lot of really good players. That was horrible. That was like halfway, Arnold. About halfway through the first round, somebody yelled, "Who is Judas? What? Who is Judas? Judas? Who is Jewish Buddhist?" Dude, I can't even say that. An 11th grader said that he was. Then the first player yelled, "You're modding." We checked, and he was. He was using infinite ammo mods. He was able to run fast and jump high and some other ones. Now the question was, what to do with him? Imagine meeting an Xbox Live with a modder in real life. What would you do? We kicked him out, and he suffered a few punches. Some of the older players wanted to hurt him really, really badly.
You put him on a scale with a duck and burn him.
Then you say it's a fair cop.
Yeah, I know. All right. And then you put it on YouTube.
Yeah. Burning a modder.
With your mother.
Okay, well, we better wrap it up.
Fundraiser named Jewish Buddhist. That's great.
Jewish Buddhist, man. What's up with Jewish Buddhist? I can't even pronunciate that.
Jewish Buddhist.
Jiggle above. Well, wrapping it up, guys. Be sure to tune in next week for the Podtacular Night at the Apollo, where we're going to give you a quick update on what's been going on with the Halo community and with, of course, Halo 3, Halo Wars, stuff like that, and Bungie. And then jump into Halo comedy that people send in, man. If it's not funny, then we'll make fun of it, and it'll be just as funny that way.
Yeah, man.
You'll and get if your humor spelling's one bad, the other.
Yeah. And if your spelling's bad, beware.
Beware.
All right. Also, send in your tips, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. This week, of course, we'll be looking for your Halo comedy and any cool sites to visit or updates on different parts of the Halo community. 99% of the stuff we talk about comes from you, so shoot us a quick email.
You can call or listen to voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256. And leave us a Halo-related message.
Yeah, memorize it.
Back once. Yep. Customs and Collins show. Try to keep it under 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, please do. And when you call, don't sound jittery and nervous. Okay, you're amongst family. Yeah. Because I remember listening to some of them.
Shanked.
You're going to get shanked. You're going to ram the sniper. From
Slap the sniper. Good job, sniper.
All right. Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. We also have tournaments and other events going on every week that you can participate in.
That's right. And thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal, which is fixed now, by the way, and to help out with a hosting bill or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. And I gotta do this because Keith is here. Next topic.
Yeah, I want to say thanks for having me on, guys. It was a blast.
Appreciate it, man. Doing this. Hope we can do it again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be in touch with you guys.
Yeah, man. Have you have a 360 yet?
Yes, I do. And I actually just got it fixed, and it's all set and good to go. And even bought Halo 2.
Ah. Ooh.
What?
You know what? Because Chris is going to Seattle, and Bob is now over in California. It's like the group is dispersing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, 360 is going to end up being the way that a lot of us are playing games. And, of course, the PC. We're never going to let that one die. The PC is our prime. But just trying to get as many different things that we could still do at the same time.
Yeah, man. Definitely got to add it to my gamer tag. I'm sure you're full, just like me. So.
You know what? I'm not really sure. I haven't really announced it like, you know, hey, this is me, come find me. I mean, I've said it before. I basically said, if you want to find me, you know, look at my tag somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
I know I'm not full, so yeah, I'll definitely shoot you an invite.
Hey, yeah, so what's the URL for Gamercast Network? Is it gamercastnetwork.com? Or?
That is correct. Just gamercastnetwork.com.
Cool.
And you can get to the video game shows. They're right at the top of the front page, or hit the forums up or whatever.
Yeah.
Right on.
Boy, Chris from Rich from Xbox Circle.
Well, guys, be sure to check that out, man. It's in the new and notable section of iTunes right on the front page. It's, you know, in the top five, I think, or it was recently in the gaming podcast.
Yeah, we're doing a lot better than I expected.
So, I mean, that's really good, you know. That's above Major Nelson and stuff like that, so they're doing well.
Yep. Who's that?
Awesome.
Major Nelson, what?
Yeah.
And allow me to say this on your guys' podcast as well. Congrats for winning the podcast awards.
Thanks,
guys,
man.
Definitely deserve
it.
Thank you. Even though you predict our tag radio is going to win, you know, it's...
You know what? But again, that goes back to a Halo bias. I mean...
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, honestly, when I found out who, you know, that we were nominated, I mean, I would have been satisfied with either you, Dream Station, or Gamertag Radio winning. You know, I was voting for you guys too. So
we were looking at everybody else, and we were doing the same thing. Like, why are we even in this list? But you know, everyone has their draws, and obviously, you guys do. You guys are doing good, and you know, it's just power to the indie guys.
Yeah, right.
Power. Well, shout out to Omnimoose for running the prayer request thread on Podtacular.
Omnimoose.
That's another great name. To... He's got the best names over
there. It's a lot of creativity going into these names. That's boring.
Shout out to Chevelle65 for the Halo news. And Lone Banana Phone because he told me to.
Make sure you give me a shout out, please, or I'm going to cry. Nah, man. Yeah, thanks to Cyclonic for editing the audio.
For sure.
Great job every week.
Much obliged, man.
He's becoming a witness master at this.
A hero.
Witness master audio editor. Well, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVP.
I'm Riz Pablo.
I'm Keith, I think. Yes, Keith.
Yeah. I'm Keith, maybe?
Possibly.
I'm the guy with the powdery nipple.
Powdery nipple.
Kind of like a powdery nipple. Wait, where was I going with this?
That's, yeah. Again, that was good in my head, but like so many other things, nothing just filters.
It's like a nipple, right? You want to get into the milk, but the powder, it's thick and it's...
It's like a nipple, right? Yeah. It's great.
The bitter powder on the end of the bottle, the rubber baby bottle nipples.
I mean, do you drink out of bottles regularly or what? Because I'm not familiar with that.
I was watching my buddy's kid the other day, and he needed a bottle. And I, okay, like, stuck it to start it, but it was a new nipple on the end of it. It had this, like, white powder crap. And it just tasted repulsive. And it just made me think of that.
So, maybe next time you could think of that all of us haven't, like, sucked on bottles before?
Well, I'm glad we make you think of nipples.
Yeah, right.
Hey, it could be worse.
Yeah, I know.
It's generally a good thing.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
No, it's cool.
Could have been a turret.
Got stuck in my turret.
Yeah, your listeners. Spell check. Section.
Yeah, lack of spell check equals leaving wide open.
Well, I think the music is about to run out.
Pretty much. Keep on fragging trucks.
All right, guys.
All right,
boom.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry about the cough. I'm getting over being sick.
Alright.
Little. My appendix. Yeah.
I really did have a good time.
Oh, same here, man. Same here.
Bye.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.